A Diet of Treacle, a Hard Case Crime Novel by Lawrence Block, narrated by Christian Kahn.
Once upon a time, there were three little sisters, the Dormouse began in a great hurry. And their names were Elsie, Lacey, and Tilly, and they lived at the bottom of a well. "What did they live on?" said Alice, who always took a great interest in questions of eating and drinking. "They lived on treacle," said the Dormouse. "They couldn't have done that, you know," Alice gently remarked. "They'd have been ill." "So they were," said the Dormouse. "Very ill." From Alice in Wonderland. Chapter 1. Joe Milani studied the room with half-open eyes. He spent a long time absorbing every aspect of the interior of the coffee house with the intensity of a person who had never been there before and who might never return. At last, he rested his gaze on the small cup of coffee in front of him with the same concentration. And he decided that the coffee house was the most logical spot in the world for him. Item 1. The name of the place was the Palermo, after the city in which his grandfather had been born. Item 2. The coffee house had a Bleecker Street address, the street on which his father had been born. Item 3. The coffee house belonged to the fringe of Greenwich Village, where all the world's misfits were supposed to live. And he thought that he, Joe Milani, one of humanity's round pegs, had found the world the squarest of holes. He laughed to himself, pleased at his play on words. Then, chopping off his laugh as suddenly as he had started it, he raised the demi-tasse of espresso to his lips. He took a sip, savoring the thick, black liquid. 30 cents was what the Palermo picked up for a cup of espresso. 30 cents for a squirt of ink.